By now, many Pennsylvania residents are familiar with the threat of Lyme disease caused by the bite of a black-legged tick, or deer tick, infected with a certain bacteria. Now, another pathogen in the same tick is an emerging concern in the state. It's DTV, or deer tick virus. When ticks infected with it transmit the virus to people, they can become severely ill and suffer a lifetime of health issues. About 12% of people who developed severe illness have died. Recently, a high percentage of ticks infected with DTV were detected at the Lawrence Township Recreational Park in Clearfield County. I spoke with Christian Boyer about it. He supervises the tick surveillance and testing program in Pennsylvania at the state's Department of Environmental Protection. How rare is DTV in Pennsylvania or in our region?
Deer tick virus is still pretty rare. We started looking for it in 2019 as a more of a rare pathogen in the tick populations, and we were able to find it back then, and we have found it every year since. However, we've not found it in high numbers. However, with this recent finding in Clearfield County, that kind of blew it out of the water as far as infection rates go.
The deer tick virus is a type of, is it Powassan?
That's correct. Yeah, it's Powassan virus.
Can you say a little bit about what that is?
It was first isolated in Canada in 1957 in Powassan. That's how it got its name. And it's more recently, it has been found in the northeastern part of the country, in the upper Midwest. And that coincides with where the deer ticks, the black-legged ticks, are found. DTV and Powassan virus, they're the same thing. Powassan virus is mainly transmitted by the groundhog tick and sometimes the squirrel tick. DTV is, it gets its name from the deer tick being transmitted by the deer tick. It's a different lineage of Powassan virus. However, in humans, it will come up positive for Powassan virus.
DEP reported that 92%, or 23 out of 25 sampled ticks, were positive for DTV at that park in Clearfield County. How worrying is that infection rate?
We've never seen an infection rate that high before. And in the literature, the highest that we can find is 25%. So it's concerning that we have an infection rate that high at that community park. We have seen, we call them hotspots of DTV activity, and that has been seen in other states as well in the tick population. And we're not exactly sure why we find those quote-unquote hotspots. Last year, we found one in Bradford County where we had an infection rate of 11%, which is extremely high, and also 4% in Schuylkill County. When the statewide average for deer tick virus is 0.6% last year for the entire state, but we do find these hotspots, and we're trying to do some things, look at some environmental site characterization to see if we can kind of link what might be happening where DTV tends to be so high in some of these areas and not in others.
What are some of your theories about that?
We really don't know. We're just trying to advance the scientific literature and, you know, just put some more thoughts out there and try to figure out why, you know, we're seeing these hot spots. We're looking at vegetation type. Does that play a role in, you know, increased habitat for rodents when that's where Powassan virus or deer tick virus is maintained? So we're looking at those types of things just to try to advance the scientific literature to get a bunch of brilliant minds on it to see if we can't figure out what's going on.
Like Lyme disease, are the ticks infected with DTV from rodents?
That's where most of these, if not all of these tick-borne pathogens that make people sick, are maintained in the rodent and small mammal populations. They're the reservoir for all these pathogens.
Were you randomly studying that site in Clearfield County, or how did you come to learn about the infection rate there?
Pennsylvania has a tick surveillance program that we focus on the black-legged tick in the adult population, and in the summertime we focus on the nymphal population. The main focus is on that tick because of its implications on human health. So this is something we do every year, twice a year, looking at different life stages of the black-legged tick. We focus on areas where people are going to visit, so public use areas such as county parks, state forests, state game lands, places where people like to get out to the, you know, and enjoy the outdoors. This site was selected. It has been sampled in the past couple years, but it's kind of up to the individual biologist where they would like to go. So we get a better idea of maybe a countywide distribution of what's going on as far as pathogen prevalence. We have found other pathogens at that park. However, we have never found DTV at that park in the past.
Is DTV spreading across the state?
I don't think we can say that it's spreading across the state. We have found it across the state. Last year, we found it in a total of 9 counties. And this year, again, we found it in 9 counties. However, our testing is ongoing and our surveillance is ongoing for this adult survey that we're doing currently. And it's been found in all parts of the state. So I can't say that it's necessarily spreading. I think it's here. It's just finding it.
So how do ticks transmit the virus to people?
All these pathogens are transmitted by the bite of a tick. Transmission can occur for DTV to a human in 15 minutes, whereas it takes a lot longer for these other bacterial infections. The incubation period of when symptoms might show up in a person is much longer, up to 10 days to 2 weeks.
And what are the symptoms and how serious is it?
You'll have mild flu-like symptoms to begin with. For any of these tick-borne or mosquito-borne pathogens that we have in the state. So you'll have a headache, fever, body aches, potentially nausea, vomiting. The thing with DTV, in that it can be transmitted in as little as 15 minutes, is it's the most serious tick-borne pathogen we have in the state, in that a lot of the cases will turn into a neuroinvasive disease. Up to 91% of people who have symptoms will develop neuroinvasive disease, such as encephalitis, which is a swelling of the brain. And even more concerning, around 12% of those people who develop the severe neuroinvasive disease will end in fatality.
What's being done to control DTV in the park in Clearfield County?
We've gotten the word out to the local leadership, the township leadership, and the county commissioners. We have hung signs at the site. They're Lyme disease signs right now. However, we're developing our own DTV specific sign so that we can hang up at these parks or anywhere where we have hotspots or identified hotspots of deer tick virus. We do intend to do some kind of control work at the park. We'll look to spray with a product that has been used by the mosquito control program for many years once the snow cover is off. And the ticks become a little bit more active. That'll probably occur in the early spring. We also intend to place tick tubes around the park. Tick tubes basically look like toilet paper rolls that has cotton balls put in them that are impregnated with permethrin, which is an acaricide. So the mice will come in, pull out the cotton balls to use as nesting materials, take them back to their nests. And in doing that, they will be treated for the ticks and will kill the ticks, and also their young will as well. So our approach is a twofold approach, that we can treat the mice and kill the ticks that are attached to the mice that are picking up these pathogens, and also targeting the adult tick population to try to reduce the amount of ticks, and then in doing that, reduce the incidence of DTV at the park.
Christian Boyer supervises the tick surveillance and testing program at the Pennsylvania DEP. For his advice on how to steer clear of ticks and prevent tick bites, head to our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holzapfel.